How to finish what you start. The message is taken from Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 30. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." In this passage you have just read, Jesus is talking about the cost of discipleship. Every believer in Christ must be able and willing to pay the cost of following Christ. First of all, the believer must be able to relegate his or her love for their family, so that the love for God takes first place. We read this in verse 26. We're also told that the believer must also love his own life less than the love for Christ. Your relationship with Christ will always reflect your relationship with those around you, especially with your family. Family members usually demand more of you and expect more of your time, attention, and love just because they are family. However, Christ warned the crowd that followed him that being a disciple meant to have readiness to place the things he was telling them above both family and self. The disciple must be prepared even to face death for the sake of Jesus. You should therefore count the cost of self-sacrifice before starting on a course which you may not be able to finish, as stated in verse 27. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. You see, each of us is given a task by God. And in order to fulfill this task, we must not forget Christ's attitude when he completed what his Father had sent him to do. To get an insight into the attitude of Jesus, let's look at John chapter 19, verse 30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. "It is finished," as spoken by Jesus, simply means that Jesus had completed the work of salvation for mankind. And all who believe in him and receive him as their Lord and Savior would also receive the ability to finish what they start. There is therefore no reason why a believer in Christ should not be able to finish what he or she has started. However, even today, people often speak of a building or project left unfinished for lack of funds as folly. Read verse 28 to 30. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Whatever you are trying to do, you will not be successful unless your love for God becomes the driving force. This attitude of realizing the cost and responsibility of discipleship is what will help you to succeed. You see, the cost of discipleship lies in the execution of the faith that you are given at the time of your need. For this reason, faith will never be given nonchalantly before the completion of any task, but will be given to you as you execute the task, what God has called you to do. Thus, the spiritual principle of faith will make it possible for you to successfully finish what you start, as stated in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. It is being sure of what we do not see. It reminds me of the time of my ordination as pastor. I was at a church service in Oberhausen, Germany, approximately 30 years ago, when five ministers called me to come up to the altar. They thanked me for my generosity and care for others, which they had observed. Then they asked me to kneel down, laid hands on me, and ordained me as pastor. I was not only flabbergasted, but felt uncomfortable about what had happened. Later on, I telephoned one of the ministers and told him how I felt. He told me not to worry, because whenever God calls you, He will give you the anointing to fulfill the calling. This is what is called the finisher's anointing. Here are 3 points to remember whenever you are confronted to build or start a project. Number one, preparation. Think it over. Be prepared to sacrifice before you start. Number two, get involved. In other words, get your feet wet, like Joshua told the priests to do as they got ready to carry the ark across the River Jordan. We see this in Joshua chapter 3, verse 8, which says, "And as for you, command the priests who bear the ark of the covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand there in the Jordan." That means you need to get your feet wet. Get involved in whatever you do. Get involved. Verse 13 also says, "And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." And number three, have endurance and have patience, as stated in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." No matter what confronts you, brothers and sisters, no matter what you are faced with, count it all joy. You see, whatever task you are given to do will not be easy. But because Jesus was able to complete His, you and I are able to complete ours. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for completing the work of salvation for mankind. Help us to have the capacity to finish whatever we start, so that we can experience the joy of completing whatever task you give us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you to digest and understand His word. Pastor Philip.
Lord, I want to tell suffered there.